Right now, though, we are going to the phone lines where we are joined by Clarence Schuler. He's co-author along with Gary Chapman of the book Choose Greatness. He's president and CEO of BLR, Building Lasting Relationships, author of several books, and here to join with us this morning. Clarence, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Hey, Tommy and Jesse, glad to be with you this morning.
Thanks.
It's really good to have you with us and have you joining to talk about a really important topic. And, you know, it's interesting, Clarence, I was reading an article the other day. It was a review of some book that some guy wrote about raising boys and apparently getting a lot of attention. And the guy's basic premise is we should stop teaching boys to be boys, that boyhood and manhood is the problem. And the article I was reading was taking exception to that, as I would. But how do you, as we look and see how our culture examines young men and masculinity, what is the contrast with that, with how God views manhood and masculinity?
Wow, that's a great question. I think with our social media today, it's really railing against what it means to be a man. In part, being a man deals with responsibility, taking ownership of stuff. Also, I think it's really important thing we've lost in this whole understanding of manhood is take the initiation and how young men or boys grow, become young men and become men, become leaders. And really, in a Christian context, a servant leader, because men are the biggest influences, you know, on the planet, if you do the research on it. So I think that whole concept, what we see in television and social media, is really hurting the idea of what it means to be a man.
And you've written this book to help young men choose greatness, as you say, and make good choices so they can become the kind of men that God desires them to be. And I think, as you said, the men that we desperately need our young men to be. I mean, certainly one of the great crises in our country today is the lack of fathers, the lack of husbands, so many single homes, so many children born out of wedlock. And you address that, I think, in your book. You talk about how every young man needs that father figure of some kind in their life, whether it's ideally their real father, but a father substitute. Why is that so important in a young man's life?
Well, the reality is most young men live in the now. They don't think long term. And to have a dad or a trusted adult serving as a mentor, someone who's lived life, can help them see their long-term consequences to every decision we make. Because we have choices, decisions, and consequences. So I think having a guy who's lived that to help them see long-term really gives them insight and helps them make those wise decisions. And there's something special about having a man in your life that helps a young guy, because research has shown us where we have a strong male figure in the family, it helps young men, but also young ladies, determine their gender identity. And when they don't have it, they tend to have confusion about their gender identity.
Now, talk about the critical years being 11 to 16, the most influential years. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we've actually expanded that. I think the publisher really wanted to lock in on 11 to 16, but really we've increased it to 11 to 18. Because at that point, you're sort of going from, I could just call it middle school to high school, then even to college. And a lot of times you're faced with all kind of choices. You know, are you going to be in a gang or not? Are you going to really become a good student or not? Are you going to try to be a successful athlete? And all those require work or some kind of commitment. And so we think that's where young guys are making decisions that will impact the rest of their life.
Now, is this book written more towards the teenager or towards a youth leader or parent or both?
It's written to the young man himself. There are a lot of books on fatherhood and stuff like that for parenting, but it's written to the young men. And we found that young guys, Christian and non-Christian, because we actually field tested, love this book. And we found that not just that 11 to 18-year-olds love it. We found college students are picking up and reading it. And even guys as old as 29 are grabbing the book and reading it, because some guys with parents and with not said, we didn't really get this. No one sat down and really talked to us about this. So we think it's really critical that, and Gary and I shared our experiences as teenagers, some wise decisions we made and some that weren't.
And Dr. Chapman was actually your youth leader.
Yeah, he was. He was my youth guy for a couple of years, and eventually through him I became a Christian. It's a long story that you don't have time to go into, but it was a big deal cross-culturally that people seem to really be fascinated by when we tell the story.
And you address that a little bit in your book, because one of the wise choices you say is choose to build diverse friendships. What do you mean by diverse friendships, and what kinds of friendships are you encouraging young men to choose to make?
Well, we're encouraging people to make friendships with people who are different from them. There's a natural tendency to focus on people who look just like us or who just think just like us. And when we do that, we sort of limit our vision vision and our scope of what reality really is. So when people learn to do that, especially cross-culturally, the more you learn about other people, the more you learn about yourself. And as a Christian, you know, God's always called us as a body to be one. And so we really want to live out that mandate, the biblical mandate, how we can be one, how we can have this spiritual, biblical unity with each other.
Now, you point out 11 key factors or decisions that young men face during the teen years. Why don't you focus on or kind of share some of those 11 factors?
Well, some of the ones we really emphasize are like knowledge through education. A lot of times people saying education is not cool, but education is so important because it teaches us self-discipline. It helps us learn how to control our emotions, and our education, if we really pursue it, impacts our earning potential. So we think that's so important as well. And part of that is hard work, which is another wise decision we think is to have a good work ethic. Respecting girls and women, being sexually responsible. We already mentioned to choose the diverse friendships, choosing how to live longer by which we allow it into our body, how to invest in others. And then the key one is choose to know the truth about God. And these are some of the 11 truths we think are critical, a wise decision young men have to make.
And I do want to talk about that last one, because obviously that's the most important is discovering the truth about God. But before we get to there, there's another one that I think is really pressing on all young people today, and that is with technology, smartphones, and the access that we have to technology. And one of the wise choices you encourage them to make is choose to make technology work for you. So how does that look when you play that out in the book?
Well, I think technology is good. There are a lot of good things about technology. You know, like just simple information, making a date to be somewhere at a certain time, staying in touch with your parents so they know where you are, stuff like that. I think those are really important deals. But when it comes to emotional issues, we think it's really important not to communicate that through technology, because it can be misinterpreted. And especially, well, I think they require face-to-face, or at the very least by phone call, so you get the inflection. So I think that's important. Another problem we can have with technology is this whole issue of sexting, which has become a real big deal, which is taking nude pictures of yourself or somebody else. Because in some states, that's a felony. And a lot of times when people are taking these pictures, they don't realize that those photos are never going away. You can't delete those photos. Someone can always find those. And then what happened, one 18-year-old, he did that with his girlfriend and thought we don't want to see it. Well, someone else saw it. He got arrested because in the state he was in, that was a felony. And he's been working the last year or so to get it down to a misdemeanor, but also cost his football scholarship to Division I football team. So there's a lot involved in this technology. And so it can be a great friend, or it can create tremendous problems if we misuse it.
We're talking with Clarence Schuller. He's co-author, along with Dr. Gary Chapman, of the book Choose Greatness, 11 Wise Decisions That Brave Young Men Make. And, of course, you mentioned the last one, and the most important one is choosing to find the truth about God. And what do you say in that particular chapter?
Well, I think the truth about God, for me, what I share in the book is that I was a very successful athlete, pretty much everything I thought I wanted, I got, but there was a real emptiness inside that I didn't have. It's an emptiness that only Jesus Christ could really fulfill. And God used Gary Chapman to introduce me to Jesus. And once I made the decision to accept Christ as my Lord and Savior, it changed my world. You know, I loved playing basketball. I was trying to play ball in the ACC. But what really happened was God took that basketball and sent me around the world playing basketball and sharing the gospel with a Christian basketball team, which kind of blew me away. And so, but just having that choice about God has really helped everything else in my life fall into place.
And ultimately, when you look to God, the truth of God and God's truth, and follow His word, it will pretty much take care of all these other 10 decisions.
Well, you're exactly right. And also, it takes care of them because it gives us the power to actually make those wise choices with all those decisions that we talk about in the book.
And it is, I think, significant that your subtitle is the wise decisions that brave young men make, because there is going to require courage, because obviously a lot of these choices are countercultural to what our culture is promoting.
They will not make you popular initially, but, you know, people do follow leaders. And when people see you taking the courage to be your own man and make wise decisions, more people than you realize will follow you. But it does take courage to be the first one, or one of the first ones to make those wise decisions. And like you said, to go counterculture.
Hey, Clarence, if folks want to find out more information about the book, Choose Greatness, 11 Wise Decisions That Brave Young Men Make, how can they do so?
Well, they can actually go to my website, which is just my name, ClarenceSchuler.com. We were poor, so there's no C in my last name. It's just S-H-U-L-E-R. So it's ClarenceShuler.com. And then go to my website, a bookstore, and find it. And I found a lot of free stuff on the website as well about relationships.
Clarence, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show. And thank you for what you guys do.